Hey, Girl Chat Sports. Welcome. We are a little late, but that's okay. We're worth the wait. And
we're out
among other things. Mo's outside. She's flipping through some notifications or something, maybe on her phone.
I don't know. I'm flipping through the rest of it because I'm hearing music in the background.
Oh no, it's good. We got music. I put the music in there. I don't know where she went. I have the music in there.
Oh my god, I didn't know that was us.
Little background. Shout out to SO Sean Oates for the beat that I haven't used in a while. So we got that for our background music now.
I figured I'd add
a little music to the venue.
Yeah, I was like, wait, where's this music coming from? I'm closing out things, windows. I'm like,
so apparently it's hot enough, or perhaps it's just a Nevada power energy issue, but Mo, the power's out right now. So
and I totally pay bills, so it's not that. I don't want anyone to be jokes or clowning, like the whole complex of
if I gotta throw out the cash app, I will, Mo. I mean, just let me know.
Hey, listen, maybe I need to play that sympathy card. But it's so weird. So now, and I didn't even get a chance to bounce on Twitter, see what the heck is going on, but as I look across the way, tennis, everybody's place is dark. So I don't have much daylight, so we better get through this. So let's
get it rolling. The lighting's looking good right now, so that's good.
Yeah, but you know? But see, as we get darker, it's going to be an issue. The lights are going to be able to come on. So we get rolling, I guess. Jeez.
Hey, this is how it is. What's good, Jonathan Watson? Appreciate you tapping in. We're just having a typical Wednesday over here, West Coast Wednesday. Starting a little late, having a power outage.
Yeah. I mean,
just witnessed the greatest sweep in NHL hockey so far. The Panthers were tied up until 5 seconds were left on the clock, and the Panthers scored to sweep the Hurricanes and enter into the Stanley Cup Finals as the Eastern Conference champ. So that's possibly our future tomorrow. I mean,
let's hope.
I'm all for the sweeps. We're definitely going to get into sweeps because there's basketball sweeps, there's hockey sweeps. We definitely want to talk about those. We want to get your take on your Lakers as well as LeBron. And, you know, talk a little bit more about our Vegas Golden Knights as we get in, as well as the Aces, as well as, you know, my time in Seattle this past weekend. Yes, it's going to be amazing. So we're looking forward to all that. But we appreciate you. If you're tapping in now, please share. Please go to our YouTube and subscribe. You can find us on all social media and podcast platforms at Girl Chat Sports. Tap in with us. Let us know how you're living and all that good stuff. One hot topic that I found today was, of course, we didn't really talk about Ja Morant match before, but today they had to do a welfare check on his house. Ja had posted some posts that were making fans and maybe even family a little concerned as to his well-being. Yeah, he was talking about loving his mom, talking about daughter, I believe, his dad, and then saying bye. I guess the welfare check took place by the Memphis police, and he was okay. I guess he had told them he was taking a social media break, so maybe that's what he needs to. However, maybe just announce it, they're taking a social media break, versus having people curious and concerned over your well-being. I don't know.
Yeah, I could see that being a misread, but I also thought he was saying bye to basketball too, because the way he's been moving, he acts like he don't want to play. So
yeah, and that's he's got a lot going on. We do hope and pray that he gets the help he needs and hopefully has the people around him or is able to make the choices as a young man, adult man, to be able to hopefully move on from this, rejoin the league.
Definitely.
But definitely something that is a little tough to hear and see. But we welcome, we hope that he does well. I have one Jugadores Locos. We've talked about him previously in the past. This was the A's broadcaster for maybe like the last couple decades. He finally got fired from NBC Sports and was let go after he used a racial slur back in the beginning of May when he was talking about the Negro League Baseball Museum that he visited in Kansas City. So he's no longer with the A's and will not be coming to Vegas with the team, it sounds like.
You don't need to.
Yeah, he can stay there and good luck. I mean, at this point in time, as an announcer, as a person in media, as anyone, maybe it was okay to say 20, 30, 40 years ago, but it's never been okay, and it shouldn't be okay, and you should be able to change your verbiage to match the current climate, for sure. But moving on to the A's part of that, you know, we've talked about it before, we've said it before, they were working on a deal, apparently, it looks like... This was tweeted by Governor Lombardo's team this morning that the A's, as well as the state of Nevada, have reached an agreement to fund the $1.5 billion stadium on the Las Vegas Strip where the Tropicana currently sits at. It'll be a 30-seat stadium with a retractable roof. Approximately $325 or so million is in public funding. And lawmakers will have until the end of the legislative session, which ends on June 5th, to approve the funding, or unless the governor extends the session or summons lawmakers to convene for a special session. The A's will then have until January of 2024 to submit a redevelopment plan and have it approved by the Major League Baseball Association. The A's will be in Oakland through the 2024 season and would most likely play at the Las Vegas ballpark for 2025-26 in hopes that the ballpark would open in 2027.
Okay.
I just want to see the Mariners here. That's yeah. It. Let's see what's going on.
I want to see my Dodgers here. I will still, like I said, I'll still be a Dodgers fan.
Right. As you should.
But I will support a local team, you know. Because it looks like we're about to be a city of winners, so you know, I'll just roll with winners. So I'll do it.
Listen, your Raiders need to step up. Because
yeah, if and when the Golden Knights win that Stanley Cup, yeah, we'll have a city with two championships, and Raiders definitely will have to be on watch.
Got to be in there. Got to be in there for sure.
For sure.
Getting into some other Vegas topics that we need to discuss, our Gold Knights, man, 3-0. I don't think many people expected that first game in Dallas to go the way it did. Three goals in under 8 minutes. There were, I think, Marchie had a goal, I think, in the first 70 seconds. There was a lot going on. Dallas's captain, Jamie Benn, was given a misconduct for cross-checking Stone on the jawline while he was flat on the ice. Led to his ejection as well as a 5-minute penalty, and he got suspended for game 4 and game 5 if needed. So that sucks because that's their captain for Dallas. But hey, you do the crime, you pay the time.
You heard the fans throwing stuff on the ice.
Throwing stuff on the ice. Like, that was just crazy, right?
It was. And they had to come out with an apology. Pete DeBoer and everyone came out with a formal apology to the NHL, the Golden Knights, just about the behavior of the fans and the unprecedented foreign objects being thrown on the ice. Just fans just done. Like, that was crazy.
They were over it.
That was a terrible lackluster game. They didn't even look like fans much anyway.
Feel like Vegas fans would do that, being down 0-3 and being down 0-4 in a game. I don't feel like that's Vegas's nature, and it's sad that. But I mean, let's talk about Dallas. I mean, they've got the Cowboys, they've got these guys, the Stars.
I think it's just disappointment. You know?
They got raised. They feel like they're winning championships every year, probably. I mean, who knows? It's just... Right.
They probably thought those Mavs was going to go to the doggone finals, too, you know?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So they just... A city was inching for something, you know?
They were looking for something, that's right.
Right.
So game 4 is going to be tomorrow at 5 p.m. There's also going to be a new set for the watch party. You know, the last watch party yesterday was at downtown Summerlin out in the grass area over there, which was pretty cool. Tomorrow's watch parties, if you're there on a right, is going to be at Mandalay Bay Beach. So come on down. 4 p.m. is when the doors will open. The party starts. Puck drops at 5. I'm pretty sure it's the same as... the previous viewing parties, if you're wearing VGK gear, you can get in for free, because I think, you know, usually there's a cost to go into Mandalay Bay. But hey, That's what it is. We're looking forward to, I'm also looking forward to the Knights to win on tomorrow and sweep them, because then they won't be playing on Saturday, which is also the Aces Hope opener. Do you know that traffic is going to be insane down on Dean Martin and Tropicana if they both are playing? The Golden Knights would tend to be playing at 5, the Aces at 6. Like,
yeah, it's going to be even worse. It's even with Trop being all messed up. Yeah, it would be definitely a cluster.
It would be, yes, it'll be a lot. So we definitely don't want to see that happen. We would love for the Golden Knights to win tomorrow. Again, the Aces on Saturday will be playing for their home opener. They'll be getting their rings, and they'll be hoisting the championship banner. So 6 o'clock is game time. All fans are encouraged to get there early, because it's going to be quite the evening before tip-off. They'll be the ceremony for the rings. We're going to see some great stuff. You know, the Aces just beat the Storm in Seattle. I was there for that game. Shout out to the Seattle PR people out there. Got to see our friends Mike Dixon. So that was dope see Mike. Vegas Sports Now, or Vegas Sports. I know they changed the name of it. My bad, Mike.
I still know about Vegas Sports Daily, but you know, if you were with them, you know what it is.
I know. But that was great. They won by 41 points, which is like tied for second for the most points in a season opener against the Storm. The team looked flawless. Congratulations to assistant coach Tyler Marsh, who coached the team on Saturday. They're swapping it out. So this game tomorrow is going to be coached by assistant coach Natalie Nakasi. So she's going to be coaching on Thursday's game. And then that will take care of the 2-game suspension for head coach Becky Hammond to not participate. Also on Saturday, Coy Leray.
Oh, the artist? Coy Leray?
Yeah, she's performing at halftime.
On Saturday or Sunday?
Yes, on Saturday.
Oh, wow.
She's performing at halftime. Yes. Yeah. I also saw the Aces posted some footage of our favorite team getting ready. So, you know, the senior dance team's name. They're going to be having a special performance.
The High Rollers.
The High Rollers, yes. Yeah. They're performing. They got some in the works. So excited to see that. And then on Sunday's
game. Are they performing
game,
with Coy Leray or just are they?
No, I think they'll probably. Do you know how they do it between like quarters? And I think they do it between quarters usually there. So we'll see them then. And then Sunday will be the first 7,500 fans through the doors. We'll get a replica championship banner. So.
Oh, nice.
Right. Look at them pulling through with some stuff. That'll be good. Yeah.
We're looking forward
to the Aces. They had a great home opener. I just had a quick video. You know, Coach Marsh had put Kirsten Bell in a fairly early time frame. I think it was the beginning of the fourth when she went in. And let me just say, there was a lot of Aces fans in Seattle. They were loud. They had a whole corner section. They were, you know, dealing with the Aces bench the entire nine, but it was a good look.
Yeah.
So dope times there, real good times. We enjoyed it. Other Vegas news: it seems as though Mr. Brady is now officially a minority owner of the Raiders.
Oh, the NFL approved him already?
Well, I believe there's one
He's subject to approval. That's the latest thing. The submission has been accepted, but NFL has to approve. So,
gotcha.
It's not finalized just yet until they say so. So we're gonna see.
So he would be just the third player in NFL history to become an owner.
Yeah,
which is crazy in itself.
Yeah,
so
I think they'll approve it. We'll see what Jerry and all the guys.
I don't see why they wouldn't. Walmart. It just seems like, you know.
Yes, it's gonna happen.
Yeah,
I should have been a quarterback. I don't even want to get into this. It should have been him. Should have been you, Brady. Gotta be you.
Should have always been you.
The other Pirates. Could have been us. Anyway, I digress.
All right, this is one question I just wanted to know, Mo, because I know your mom is not the Laker fan that you and some of your family are. So I was just curious maybe Mama Threets came by your door after the sweep like this.
My whole house Lakers fans and my auntie pull up to my house right after we got swept.
She knew not to. But she did send a lot of broom emojis. She figured out how to, you know, when you send a broom emoji and make it like float in the air with screams.
Right.
She totally did that to all of us in the group chat. She definitely apologized sarcastically. I'm so sorry about your team. No, you're not sorry. You knew what she was talking about. But listen, I wasn't surprised nor kind of emotional.
I mean, not even one win. I mean,
I wasn't, because the simple fact is, look, we were the 7-seed team that was debatable if we were going to be in a play-in. And then to get as far as we did past Memphis with their issues, and then to get past the reigning champs, the Golden State Warriors, I was quite impressed that we could make it to the Western Conference Finals for what we had going on. Saying all that, yeah, it would, of course, would have been nice to make it a real series, but we're no match for Denver. And if people are literally watching Denver and not just looking at basketball, they would have known Joker should have been the 3-time MVP. Regardless of what he was crying and saying. And for the second fact that Jamal Murray is that guy. Just because he was out on injury does not negate the fact that when they were in the bubble, he was shooting their lights out, shooting threes. Jamal Murray has been that guy. And because he was injured last season, we forgot about how cold he can get when he gets his hand on that ball and gets hot. You know what I mean? Like, just impressive all the way around. You know, you got Aaron Gordon, you got, I mean, it's just the loaded squad. There's nothing, there's no answer to them.
There isn't.
So what are you supposed to do? And if LeBron's shooting bricks, then there's nothing else we can do. You know what I mean? And we flamed him on game 3 for that. Like, why are you always in possession of the ball shooting all these bricks? And I hate that the hashtag on Twitter was stop shooting threes.
Stop shooting threes.
That was all related to him.
Oh,
and what's he do in game 4? He takes possession of the ball. Triple teamed. Can't even pass. Still wants to be hero. Yeah.
Okay. He wants to be that guy. You can't, you know.
If we're sadly mistaken.
He wants to be that guy. So here's the question, you know, now he's in the media more so now because of people asking him, well, what's your plans? And he says, I don't know. I got a lot to think about. What do you think this is a ploy just on what the Lakers will do to keep him and what they're going to bring around him? Or do you think he might actually be thinking of...
He ain't thinking of nothing. He's going to be there. Bronny just got accepted to USC. He's going to get drafted after probably maybe 1 year of his freshman year or something, possibly.
Yeah, the one and
done. Bronny don't want to play with him, though, from what I understand. So, you know, but he wants to play with his son. So, I don't know. That whole retirement thing just warrants a blue hat emoji. It's all cap to me. In my opinion, I don't know.
Oh boy!
I think he's gonna stay.
You think he's gonna stay?
I would love for him to consider retirement. That would be an awesome thing. But I just don't see that.
I don't know. I don't know. I think Ezekiel got hurt. You know, you saw him walk out the game with like still, you know, 7 or 10 seconds left in the game. He was done. He was like, you know, he was in there. He did his best. He played all 40 some minutes basically and gave it his all, but the team wasn't there. And even though they had a great AD, was a great playoff AD.
We had an elite bench that could give it his all. He just had to be in control of everything. And I think that's our problem. Like, we need to not let this ball facilitate.
He's not in control.
Gabriel, Lonnie Walker, like, we have a full bench. Even when he was out on injury, look what these guys, it was because of those guys we were able to get as far as we did.
Right.
So, I don't know. Darvin Ham's the side eye, of course, because it always comes down to coaching. You know, we advise you not to put deloading in one of the games. Even Stephen A. mentioned it. Why is deloading? You need to take him out if he's cold. Just let him sit for a little bit. What's he doing? Starting the quarter, he puts deloading in. Like, come on. So,
it's a lot. And there's already enough coaching vacancies out there that the NBA is dealing with. You know, to necessarily need another
now
one.
I don't necessarily think they're going to fire him, but because I think his exit interview and all that was fine. Right. I just think that it's just going to be some serious, serious discussions as how this team is going to move forward or what players are actually going to stay with this team.
And that will be interesting. There's been talks of trying to secure Kyrie or...
Oh, my God. That's a disaster.
trying to keep Hachimura as well as Austin Reeves, which I think is a great idea to keep Austin Reeves.
Yeah, they got to keep
him. They're going to have to pay him because after this season, both those boys showed out and made some moves, and they're going to have to be – they're going to want some more money. So
well, they need to give AR-15 his money, whatever we got to do. But I feel like I feel like Gabriel and a few other people, Troy Brown, might not be with us next season. A few other folks probably will be picked apart within that. And just it's going to be interesting to see what the replacements look like for that.
Well, and unlike the Lakers, the Celtics managed to grab one. So they're still alive in the Eastern Conference Finals.
They sandbagged Game 3, by the way. They totally sandbagged Game 3. I'm under the conspiracy that they sandbagged on Game 3 just to get these guys hyped. And then they turn around and turn a switch off. They play like doo-doo. Like, they were literally throwing the game in Game 3. Like, really? This don't even look like the Celtics. And then Game 4, you come back after talking. Like, it's weird. I don't know. Something's up.
Something is up, or maybe it's just the script writing that has changed.
Yeah. Hell of a script. That Succession was good. This is,
you know, Mo, with you being our fashion diva and our fashionista and our stylist, I did have to get your opinion, though, on the Tyler Hero issue. You know, we've heard about from the announcers that they're waiting for Tyler Hero just to get off the bench because they're tired of seeing his fashion looks. It looks like a lot of bucket hats. Other than that, I don't really see too much of a problem, but I don't know, I guess.
I mean, he's wearing Celine on that sweater. Like, I can't even question it. It's Celine. And if you know the price point of that, it's just be quiet.
He's got his own style.
He's got a definitely unique style. I mean, all of them are different kinds of fashion plates. I mean, Russell Westbrook, for one, is one that has a unique, eclectic kind of look, but. Mm-hmm. I mean, the outfits are a little obscure. I mean, I don't understand why they have the Celine sweater on when it's Miami or the leather jacket or just from different times as this has been the series. I don't know.
But I'm just curious if those are puka shells on the one necklace or if that's a candy necklace.
Let Tyler Hero live. Leave him alone.
Let him live. Let him live. Okay. Okay.
Let him live. Y'all be all Sheen trying to get that same look, so let him live. Oh,
not Sheen. Oh, no, you
didn't.
Yeah,
so y'all be trying to get that same type of thing. He's wearing, go and get a furry Kango to match his furry king, whatever.
He is cleared to start doing work on court. He's not ready to play yet, but he will be cleared to start playing. Hopefully in a little. We'll see how that goes. So Miami Heat and the Boston Celtics game five is tomorrow. So really no sports on today, but the hockey game for the Hurricanes and the Panthers that won. So good game. Congratulations to them tomorrow. Our Aces also play tomorrow in LA.
Oh, okay.
So this is game two of the Hammond suspension, but it's also the first game facing D'Erica Hamby.
Right. So,
and then they come back and play us on Saturday here for the opener. So should be interesting to see kind of the exchanges and how that flows for the game.
Yeah, absolutely.
Speaking of WNBA, listen, opening weekend was a big, major thing for the WNBA. So they averaged almost 600,000 views, which is up almost 200% from opening weekend last year.
That's
insane.
Great.
Of course, you had BG coming back, which I'm sure was a lot of it. You also had the super teams. You've got the Liberty, the Breonna Stewart, the the Aces came out and played ridiculous. So keep supporting these women. Keep watching because the games were fire. The games did good. You also had Breonna Stewart, who didn't do so well in her opener, but at the home opener in New York, when she finally got to play in front of her fans, basically almost scored as much as the Indiana Fever in the first half.
I know.
Yeah.
So we did that, but I still ain't shook. Our team is just loaded. So much talent. They just look so good.
I mean, I feel like New York's going to get better because now they're all playing together. They didn't play it all together before they played us in preseason. So you had Vandersloot that still came in. Brianna and I think Jonquil had not played yet together. So we'll see how that goes. In case you're wondering, Mo's power is out. So
the whole situation of our look at that.
Ain't nobody got power.
Normally lights would be on. I put the phone on mute and I was like telling people, I was like yelling at neighbors. I was like, is our power out? They were like, yeah, the power's out. Power's out.
So it's not just you. The whole block is shut down.
That's why I was like, I paid the bill. Come on, we're playing in the summer. I have no power, no air.
Oh, man.
It's hot outside. I'm going to have to leave.
Well, we'll try and wrap this up sooner than later. Yeah. Mentioning Brittany Griner, she did have her homecoming in Phoenix. In LA, VP Kamala Harris was there. She was there for the opener in LA. They had 14,000 fans in Phoenix for Brittany Griner's return in their home opener. She had a double-double.
Huge turnout.
Yeah, there's a I'll post the whole video on our Facebook and our Insta or something, but I wanted to just show a portion of there's they do a lot of, so I didn't realize this, in Seattle they did a lot of spoken word and kind of like some dance stuff during their half times, like, you know, Vegas, we're used to seeing shows and performers and blue mans, and it's not like that in Seattle, and I guess it's not like that in Phoenix. So they have another spoken word person. I think her name is Jay Tatum. And this is what she had for BG.
On planet Mercury, dreams come true. Like Phoenix, being reunited with 42. Together, we watched our blues turn into different hues on December 8th, when it finally broke the news that our X Factor was free, that our X Factor was safe, that our X Factor survived regardless what she faced. I mean, isn't that the Mercury way? To keep striving, to rally together and keep thriving, to hold your head high and learn to always see hope on the horizon, to have good character, live a life that's inspiring, and in any circumstance, be that phoenix that just keeps rising. Because who you are is how you play on any...
So that goes on for almost a minute and a half. So I'm going to post that to our Facebook page. So if you do watch it, you can catch the whole thing there. But it was pretty remarkable and pretty amazing. Just a couple news briefs on football, because the Green Bay Packers are going to be having the NFL draft in 2025. They're at Lambeau and around the city. And unfortunately, they're giving Levi's Stadium another Super Bowl in 2026. It's the worst place, I feel like.
So I found out today, and I totally spaced it and forgot that one of my nephews is a Seahawks fan.
Really?
Been a Seahawks fan.
Let's go!
Shout out to Creed Alexander, because one of his players had his favorite middle name of Alexander, so.
I love it in him.
Yeah. I said, Seahawks. So, I said, how do you feel about Philly? He said, no, that's Khalil. I'm Seahawks. I was like, oh my God, I forgot you were a Seahawks fan. I got to tell him.
If he needs any memorabilia or items.
Oh, he's all about it. You guys can sit up. He's happy about Bobby Wagner and all that great stuff.
Yes. And the retro jerseys are coming back this year. Bobby's seen him and said he is hyped. They are fire.
Nice.
I can't wait to see these. Nice. I want to just run through a couple sneakers and a girl power, and then we'll get off because Mo doesn't have power in a building.
Literally.
Huh?
I'm fading into black, literally.
You are. This is going to be the cover for the show.
Yeah, please do.
Fade to black. Just so you know, the Yeezys are coming back. I don't know why. Well, somehow they managed to get them back. The Yeezys
they need money. They need to get money.
Adidas does need money. They'll start being released again on May 31st. For all of you slides fans, Crocs has a new slide in combination with Salich Bembury. So the Crocs Pollock slide and citrus milk, these will be out on the 25th. I kind of like these. I do have a couple of Crocs slides myself, so they're pretty comfortable.
Nice. Or sherbet, too. Like, they're not bad. They're not bad at all. I can get behind those.
Yeah. Nike has the Air Max 1 Premium Escape. These are coming out on the 25th as well. These, if you see the trees and stuff, has a hint of the Oregon landscaping. So a little hat tip to Nike being founded, of course, in Oregon. So those have some trees. The Tiffany Air Jordan 1 KOs. These will be out on the 25th. Interesting, because they also went with like a canvas there instead of the leather. So interesting.
They could have done better for Tiffany.
Well, you know, they just haven't been doing well for Tiffany. It looks like for all the drops.
Like, who is doing the design team?
You also got the Air Jordan 1 Lows, the OG EX, the coconut milk. These have some different things about them in regards to the pattern, and it looks like some of the fabric is actually the shoe, but those will be at the 25th. You've got the Air Jordan 1 High OGs of Vibrations of Naija, which is a nodding to Nigerian heritage in the name. I'm not sure. They didn't really say about how that pattern is to be reflecting of Nigerian heritage, but these are the Vibrations of Naija releasing on the 25th, I believe, too. You got these a month later. The Dunks, the Easter Dunks, will be out on 5/30.
Wow.
I mean, a little late. I guess you can save them for next year. And last but not least, the Sean Wotherspoon times with Adidas team up, the Gazelle and the Corduroy. These are being released sometime later this month. I like the flowers. Those are cool.
Yeah, if you're into the Gazelles, I mean, that's a good one to cop, yeah. A very rare edition.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And for a little girl power, shout out to Liz Mills. So if you're familiar with the Basketball Africa League, the BAL, she is an officially the first woman head coach in the Basketball Africa League. Yes. She's been coaching in Africa since 2011. She's from Australia. She's now the first woman to do it there. Her and her twin sister launched a global women in basketball coaching network to create a safe space for female coaches worldwide where they can elevate and empower each other. She talks about, you know, if we're successful here, women can be successful anywhere. I feel valued in this league, which is something that I'm sure most women don't say or feel in their positions. So it's great that she's accepted and feels so wonderful with the BAL team. So shout out to her. Big ups.
Yeah, that's dope.
And yeah. Before Mo completely disappears.
Yeah, I'm done. I'm actually, I can't believe it. The sun goes down real quick. Man, had we started at 7, I probably would have been all good. That is my mistake.
Jonathan said, light a candle.
Yeah, light a candle.
Where's your emergency? Where's your emergency pack
at? What are you talking about? Light a candle. I can't even see. You know how dark it is if I step up in there, man?
I cannot, girl. I cannot. And, but hey, you guys.
I gotta say a quick shout out though to all the 2023 high school grads. I had graduation today. Shout out to my niece graduating from where did she graduate from? I'm just tripping right now. Not Canyon Springs, so that was the one right before us. I think it was Canyon Springs. Yeah, shout out to them. Oh no, I'm sorry.
Was
Canyon
down
Springs was after us. She graduated from Desert Pines. Shout out to Desert Pines High School. Okay. It's so crazy because I did the math on that. 2023 is literally 30 years removed from when I graduated from high school.
Wow, I'm almost there, not quite.
Yeah, and then the fact that she's going to my alma mater of Southern University, this is like proud of you.
Yes, shout I know you love that. You better go visit her for homecoming or something.
Oh, I'm definitely now. I said now I got a reason to come back. All of that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but big congratulations to all the graduates out there. I've seen some great prom pictures. I've seen great pictures of all the young adults graduating all sorts of high schools, as well as the middle schoolers graduating into high school and elementary school. Yeah, everybody's got a graduation. It's officially that time of year here in Vegas. So yeah, it's been nice. Anywho, that's the show. Mo's in the Dark, or Buildings Out of Power, and we appreciate
that
you
is
tuning
so
in.
Insane, and people are trying to turn their car headlights on and they're like, nope, we're not draining the battery over.
I hope you got an external battery. I hope you got one of these batteries packed somewhere. You need me? Hey, just text me if you need me to come drop some off.
You know what I do actually, and I do have candles per se, but they're the battery operated candles, so I don't do a light flame, but I know where they are. I just gotta. It's so dark in there. I just gotta hunt for it.
Well, at least you got a flash on your camera, or your phone. So when we get off, you can at least look around. But anyways, we wish you well. Keep me posted on how things go. And that's it for the show, you guys.
Twitter.
We're back next week, and we will see you guys later.
I got a flashlight down here.
We'll see more of Mo next week, too.
Yeah, hopefully so. This guy's got his flashlight. He's got his light going. He's like, I can't see. I'm trying to
All right, y'all. We'll catch you next week.
All right. Have a good one.